to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You're watching Host Highlights, Episode 7. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri, and today I'm highlighting Dakota.
What is up, you guys?
Dakota's here, and he's low-key a little bit nervous because he's never on the other side of... Well, I mean, the table, so
right,
to speak, but
exactly.
We don't even have one. But thanks for joining
yeah.
me. How long have you even been with AfterBuzz at this point?
I think I'm coming up on 2 years now.
Oh, 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're about the same. We probably came around the same time. So I know that you were really big into acting, whether it was off-Broadway or commercials or television, but was hosting ever, like, in your path?
No, honestly, it wasn't. And a lot of people say, like, you should just say yeah, like, that because you're doing it right now. And I'm like, no, like, honestly, I had always loved watching, like, you know, Extra and, like, E! News and, like, things mm-hmm. like that. I always loved watching it because I was all into, like, the news and gossip. But I had never really given it much thought because I always loved acting.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I moved out here, I actually stumbled across AfterBuzz because I was looking up, like, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show.
Ooh.
And I found it through that. And then I was like, I want to do this. And then I just submitted. And it was so unexpected, but... It's one of my favorite hobbies now.
Isn't that so insane that you came across them looking up Kardashian stuff and now you're like the face of the Kardashian after show? Did you ever see that?
No. Honestly, I when I first came here, I started off on like a few after shows, but I kept putting my name like down on the prep sheet for Kardashians. Like, I really want to do this. And I was like maybe the 17th or 18th person in line. And so I never thought it was going to happen, but I started off doing a few of their spinoffs, and I was only supposed to be, like, a fill-in for one episode.
Ooh.
And then, like, low-key, they just decided they were wanting to keep me, and they didn't really ask the other person to leave, but the other person had scheduling conflicts a lot.
Yeah.
So then I just kind of took over for that, and then after that, I just decided I wanted to try to be a fill-in for Kardashians. And then it all just happened, and then now I'm, like, the lead host of Kardashians
Slid
Weekly.
Your way in there.
I know, I'm a snake.
And then, so you have Kardashians, which, of course, I'm going to assume you're a super fan since
yes.
you've been following it before you even on the after show. And then you do Shadow Hunters as well, right?
Yes.
And here, that's a huge after show because it's a huge get for guests.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys get so many guests to join your panel?
Honestly, it's all thanks to Sam Davidson, who's one of the hosts here. She was the one who, she's the lead host, and
mm-hmm.
she kind of welcomed me onto the panel. That was my very first after show ever that I had done.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, cool, I've never heard of the show. And I jumped on it, and we got, like, one guest. And then after that, like, the actors were talking amongst themselves, and they would just be like, yeah, you should go to AfterBuzz. We have so much fun. And then it would be, like, the people on the show would almost reach out to us and be like, hey, can we come in this week?
Wow.
And then we just have, like, a really good relationship with Freeform to where it feels like almost every week, if they're not shooting, they send us somebody. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know how... But I was so thankful that was, like, my very first experience with AfterBuzz because it's, like, so much fun to get to interview some of your very favorite stars. It's crazy.
Exactly. And when you're sitting there with your panel every single week watching all of these people on television and then they're just sitting right next to you, it's great to kind of get the behind-the-scenes perspective. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? So have you done any other shows here?
Yeah, I've done a lot of Freeform shows,
okay.
like Pretty Little Liars. That was one that I had actually stumbled across as well. I was searching, like, Pretty Little Liars to watch an actual episode, kind of like I was doing with Kardashians, and it just kind of popped up AfterBuzz. So those are the two shows that I kind of found out about AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's another one that I really want to get on. And so I was able to host, I think, the last season and a half of that
wow.
show. So that was really fun. And I did... I feel like a lot of stuff for E! And Freeform.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two main ones. But Young and Hungry and Baby Daddy were two really big ones as well. And the panel got invited to the set a lot to, like, hang out.
Wow.
And the director and producer, the EP actually, he, like, invited us to come on stage and sit behind him in the director's chair while, like, the studio audience was in the back and while the actors were out in the front. And we got to, like, just hang out and... I ended up going to dinner with one of the actors afterwards. It was crazy. It was awesome.
It's so many good relationships that you develop. And I know you briefly mentioned Pretty Little Liars. And another thing that's crazy about it, I know, is that not only did you host the after show, but you actually developed a relationship with one of the actresses to the point where you guys made your own show.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, my gosh. That was so fun and unexpected. But Lindsay Shaw, who plays Paige on the show, she came in for an interview, and a lot of my fans and her fans kind of liked the chemistry that we had because we were just joking around and having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone said, hey, I think you should have Lindsay on your channel in your next episode of, you know, vlog. And I was like, oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. Like, I'm so down. What about you, Lindsay? And she was like, I'm so down. Like, hit me up. And she, like, DM'd me her phone number. And we just, like, started talking. And then we filmed, like, I guess there's, like, 2 seasons. So there's, like, 4 episodes in each season. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been able to release the last 2 episodes yet. Because she's taking kind of like a hiatus in acting and stuff like that. But once she's back and I get the go, I feel like it'd be awesome to release the last 2 episodes. But it was so much fun, and we did a lot of fun things. Like one of the weirdest things that I've ever experienced in my life was we were in this room, we were filming mm-hmm. something fun, like I think we were painting or something. And she's like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be so much fun if like you wrote something on my finger and I like tattooed it on my body? And I was like,
tell me she got a tattoo.
She did.
What?
She did. And now, and so it says, what does it say? Like, oh yeah, on her fingers it says, peace be with you in my handwriting. And like, that was one of my other vlogs, is we like, I videoed us going to the tattoo place and like her getting my handwriting tattooed on her forever.
Dakota, that's crazy.
I know.
Imagine you see her on TV and she has her, and you're like, whoa, that's me,
I know.
That's me.
It was crazy.
That's so awesome.
It was fun.
So you have that show with her, and I know you also have your own show here as well called Millennial Hollywood,
yes.
Right? So tell me about that. Like, what is Millennial Hollywood?
So it started off kind of like the Lindsay and Dakota show that I did on my YouTube, and I was talking to Kevin Undergaro, who is one of the co-founders and like the main people here at AfterBuzz, and he was saying, I would love if you took that and kind of made it an actual show on AfterBuzz. So we ended up putting it on Popcorn Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it's me interviewing people who are millennials, or you know, people who cater to millennials, whether it be writers, producers, directors, actresses, actors, musicians, anyone like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have them on my show, and we talk about the industry and how they were able to attain so much success so young. And it's been so much fun just to kind of learn, and it's almost been like an educational series.
100%.
And then now we're doing like a, it's called the Top 5 Millennial Moments of the Week, and it's something that I've developed where I try to talk about like the 5 most newsworthy topics, not just in entertainment, but millennials specifically.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, so like recently Kylie Jenner came out with the Kylie truck, which is like a truck
that
tours around with her merchandise. And then like we talked about Tyrese's meltdown.
Okay.
You know, he is lost, or I guess he's not able to see his child right now because mm-hmm. of some of the public meltdowns that he's had. And so just all that drama. And I try to like throw in a lot of positive ones in there too, because a lot of news these days is very like negative.
Very true.
But the whole thing is it's supposed to be like a positive, fun thing. And I'm trying to actually take that. It's like usually like a 3-minute episode now,
mm-hmm.
This particular segment. And I'm trying to strip down the audio and submit it to radio stations to start trying to have that be on air, like once a week or maybe twice a week. And me just submit it to some of my radio stations back home in Missouri to mm-hmm. try to like get it kind of going. And then try to make it a syndicated radio show where it's like, I can keep submitting it to different places and hopefully it gets picked up. But that's dream.
That's really smart. And I know a lot of people don't realize, but especially because this industry is so competitive, I feel like that's the way you should do it. You start with a smaller market mm-hmm. and you build foundation lay, and then eventually it carries over into something bigger.
Yeah.
But you're originally from Missouri. What, like, how did you end up here?
Yeah, it's like a long story. I actually moved here when I was still 17.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was almost 18, but we kind of like, I don't know, because I don't know if I was really supposed to move out here when I was 17, because,
yeah.
like, you know, I need my parents and everything. I'm not even of age. And so we kind of made it sound like I was just going to California for a few weeks on a vacation type of a thing.
Okay.
And then I finally turned 18 and everything was good.
And you're like, actually,
yeah.
just kidding.
But I was actually in the top 3 to get a role on Disney Channel.
Oh, wow.
I was going to be on like kind of like a High School Musical type of spinoff, but mm-hmm. it was going to be a, like a TV show.
Okay.
And so I was so excited, and I was going to be playing like the theater geek, kind of like Ryan, which is Sharpay's brother type mm-hmm. of character. And I was so excited because I came from the same town as he did.
Oh, wow.
And so we had the same managers at the time, and they tried to help me get this, and it was so close. I graduated school early to come here and do this, and it didn't work out. So then I was like, I'm just going to stay here. And I've been here for like 3 years now, and I've just learned so much.
Yeah. I mean, you've come such a long way. That's
Thank
I
you.
Admire you for like 17
Thank
is
you.
So young.
It was crazy.
That's great. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get the High School Musical thing.
Thanks.
It happens. But you're in the running for something else exciting now, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually in the running right now for hopefully to host a game show on Nickelodeon. And so I recently submitted in a audition tape, and they had me post it, and AfterBuzz was awesome enough to let me post it on their channel. And they kind of wanted to get everyone's perspective on it. They wanted to see what the comments were like, the views were like. And so I think I'm like in the top five of how many views it's getting right now.
Okay.
So I'm excited. I mean, it's definitely not even confirmed whatsoever, but I'm just being considered, and I think that would be a dream, because it's like I came out here to try to be, you know, when I was 17, I wanted to be on Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, and so to maybe be able to be on Nickelodeon would be like a total dream.
So what can we do to help you get on Nickelodeon?
Oh, that would be so awesome. Well, I guess I'll comment down below, like, the link to the video, and if you guys could watch it, like it, and comment something about it, like, you know, oh, like, cool.
Dakota is so funny. I could really see him on Nickelodeon.
Thank you. That would work, yeah. And so something like that would be awesome, and just I'll comment back, and I would appreciate that so much, because every view, every comment, everything counts, and they look at that. And even if I don't get this, I think they found me from a previous audition that I did them. So you never
know
what's going
to happen. They contacted you?
Yeah. So we'll see.
Funny how things work out. That's great. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me tonight. And you guys know where to find Dakota. Well, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, you can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Okay, and then you can find him on Millennial Hollywood, which is on Popcorn Talk Network.
Yeah.
Sister Network here at AfterBuzz. Shadowhunters After Show. The Kardashians Weekly is what we call it. So all things Kardashian. Dakota's the expert.
Thank you.
Again, I'm your host, Olivia Gabri. You can hit me up at @TheReal_O_G, and I will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.